Organ donation programs around the country are seeing backlash from a shocking federal report that found one organization in Kentucky prepared to take organs from people who weren't dead yet. KYW's Pat Loeb spoke with the head of the Philadelphia region's organ donor program about the report.
The Health Services and Resources Administration found that in 4 years in Kentucky hospitals, 73 organ recovery operations had to be stopped because the patients who had been declared dead and thus candidates for organ donation showed signs of regaining consciousness. California saw hundreds of people remove themselves from donor lists after the report, and a Minnesota-based group launched a donor refusal card. But Gift of Life President Rick Haas says he hasn't seen that type of response here, which he attributes to the trust the nonprofit has fostered over 50 years.
Our community has donated more organs for transplant than anywhere else in the U.S. And that's a direct reflection, I think, of the trust that they place in the care that they're getting in hospitals and the care that our frontline staff provide them.
Haas says local transplant programs have best-in-class practices, which safeguard against errors in organ recovery, but he says the report is an opportunity for review and discussions about end-of-life decisions.
To have all of the information available, I think, can only lead to more trust in the system.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.